This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
To the election. We'll get back to the storm in a moment, but first another bombshell in the ongoing Clinton email scandal. Newly released interviews from the FBI's investigation into the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton's private email server, show that a number of boxes of printed emails of Mrs. Clinton's have gone missing. This is, we learned, that a top official of the State Department put pressure on staffers to change email classifications to keep them hidden from Clinton's communications from the Freedom of Information Act requests. And there were a lot of them. Here to explain the ramifications, Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. So, Judge, we've been talking about her tens of thousands of emails.
Right.
Apparently, they printed up a bunch of them, put them in bankers' boxes, and they had, 14 of them, and now two are missing?
And now two of the boxes are missing. Remember when this was first discovered, and she was ordered to return all of her emails to the State Department. On her own, she decided she was going to return just the work-related ones. That's problem number one, because under the law, when you work for the government, all your emails belong to the government. The government decides which you get to keep as personal, and it gets to keep as work-related. She reversed that. But she didn't actually return the emails. If you send an email to me and you inadvertently delete it and say, Judge, can you send it back to me? I need a copy of it. I would hit reply and send it back to you electronically, thereby giving you everything you gave me. What Mrs. Clinton did was to make paper copies of the emails and deliver those to her lawyer to go to the State Department. The paper copies do not have on them all the underlying metadata.
Who they went to.
Correct. Where they came from, when she received them, where they altered, all that
stuff.
Well,
that's handy for her.
Right. Was kept from the government. Now we find not only did she keep that from the government, but somewhere in this process, from her to her aides, to her lawyers, to the State Department, to the FBI, two of the 12 boxes of paper emails are gone.
With tens of thousands probably inside. Judge, is it just me or does this remind you of, remember when those boxes of the Rose Law Firm documents just showed up on a table at the White House?
Very interesting that you should say that. This is sort of the opposite. That was the appearance of documents
that no one
could find in a couple of years. This is the disappearance of documents that everyone's been looking for a year and a half.
Okay, and real quickly, 30 seconds. Somebody else, Mr. Kennedy over at the Department of State, has been messing with the classifications to keep things out of the public eye, right?
This enabled her to make the argument that these documents were not marked confidential, secret, or top secret at the time she sent to receive them. The markings are irrelevant. As the Secretary of State, she was obliged to know whether the contents were confidential, secret, or top secret.
Smells a little fishy.
Judge, say the least. All the best, Stevie.
Thank you very much, sir. All right. Meanwhile, you're looking at...
Thank you. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Good to have you along with us. It's Bill Martinez Live, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. All the information is right there. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest has just been doing an incredible amount of work. And to quote J.R. Martinez, actor and U.S. Army vet, he says, Dan Walrath embodies the spirit of service. His story is a testament to the compelling nature of giving. The vets he helps are inspired by his actions, further motivating him to serve those who have served. Dan Walrath, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. I'm just tickled to death to be on air.
Well, good to be talking about your program. Dan is the founder and president of Operation Finally Home. Dan, explain to our audience, of course, your book, Building Hope, that is available in all the usual places, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. But I want you to explain to our audience Operation Finally Home, what it's all about and what motivated you to get this program off and rolling.
Absolutely, Bill. The mission of Operation Finally Home is to build mortgage-free, custom-built homes to our wounded, ill, and injured veterans who have served our country over the past years. Their service and sacrifice that they have ensured our freedoms cannot be repaid.
Exactly.
We at Operation Finally Home. What took place, Bill, was when I didn't start out to my mission was never to start Operation Finally Home. It was truly a God thing. Mm-hmm. I had a friend of mine called me back in 2005. His had a friend his son was a Marine and was injured by a roadside bomb in Iraq, mm-hmm. and the family had a choice. They could either put their son in a home or bring him home. Of course, there was no choice. They were going to bring their son home. Mm-hmm. But the home wasn't accessible for their son. Right. You know, the doorways were too narrow, the shower wouldn't work, just all kinds of needs that they had. Mm-hmm. So this friend of mine called me and asked me if I would go over and talk to him about remodeling the home, and I was very confused because I was not a remodeler. I was a custom home builder. Mm-hmm. And I asked my friend, I said, why in the world did you call me? So I don't know, Dan. He said, your name was the first one I thought of. So Anyway, I went over to talk to the family about their situation. And when I did, Mr. Schultz, that's the father, he showed me a picture of his son before he was injured and then one after he was injured, and it just broke my heart. Stephen had sustained some severe head injuries, and mm-hmm. and you could tell that he was never going to be the same. And right. And his family was, challenged now with having to bring their adult son home and starting over, so to speak. Their young son was going to be a more or less a child again.
Right.
And it was just a sad situation, I went to tell him that I was going to recommend a remodeler, but when he told me the story, it just touched my heart, and I knew I had to do something. So I told them just to keep their money, and I knew a bunch of good guys, and we get this thing taken care of for them. So,
oh, wow.
At that point, you know, I signed up for about a $100,000 free remodel job. So, you know, it.
Talk about paying it forward, right?
Oh yeah, I'm telling you. But God had a plan. He definitely had a plan. I didn't know what at the time, but that's basically how Operation Family Home got started.
Well, here you are, as you say, you're self described as a you know, an average Joe. You're getting ready to retire, and God says, I got a project for you.
Absolutely. You know, I think one of my favorite sayings is if you want to make God laugh, tell him you got a plan. And my wife and I definitely, you know, we were like most folks. We had a plan for our retirement. I was fortunate enough that God blessed me with a wonderful wife of now 46 years. And we got married when we was 18 years old back in, and this was not unusual in my day, but kind of unusual today.
Right.
But my wife's dad was a Baptist preacher, and the only way that I could date her, because I did not come from a church-going family, that the only way I could date her, he told me, he said, if you're going to take her out on Saturday night, you're going to be in church on Sunday morning.
That's right.
And you know, as a result of that, I was saved at 17 years old.
He figured he would know how good you were toward her, depending where you sat. Because if you sat at the front, you did a good job. But if you were in the back, then we had to have a conversation about what happened the night before, maybe, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So. And so, you know, that's, and then, you know, I will say this about, fathers of young daughters is, they have a lot of pull on young men, you know, it goes to show you in my case that, it worked. It really worked.
Well, when you think about how precious our daughters are, Dan, you know, and we're holding them and sometimes holding on to them in such a way, in a lot of ways, and this is what, you know, hopefully, you know, I want young girls to understand, is that dads are freaked out because of the culture and the options that are available to young women and young men today that seemingly are okay. You look at these cultural elites and, you know, some of these examples that our kids are exposed to. And, yes, I mean, you've got a choice. You can make the choice. But with the choices come consequences, good and bad. And dads, we love our families. We're going to protect our daughters. And just like your father-in-law, you know, he knew he had a jewel, and he wanted to make sure that the right person who would come along and respect and love that jewel as much as he does, that's what it's about. And the fact of the matter is our God in heaven, he is our father-in-law. You know, he is the big father-in-law, right? So we're really accountable. So we better make sure we protect his jewel as well.
Absolutely. And then, you know, in my journey at talking about, you know, being just an average person, and that's what I would like everybody to realize that, you know, that's everybody has a gift that God has blessed them with. And in my case, he blessed me with the ability to build homes. And I never realized that he would take this gift and end up turning into what he has turned it into. You know, when God made me a builder, you know, he blessed me with the ability to provide a place where these veterans can focus on their physical, emotional, and spiritual healing, and it's just such a blessing to be able to provide housing for these young men and women.
Exactly. Well, Dan, we got to leave it there for right now. We got to go to break. When we come back, our conversation continues with Dan Walrath, author of the book Building Hope, and we're going to talk more about all the great things he's doing with the vets. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez live.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
There's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness.
Get back with the America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez live coming at you. Our conversation with Dan Walrath continues, author of the book Building Hope, What Happens When God Changes Our Plans to Accomplish His. A little background on Dan. He was a custom home builder in Texas for 30 years. In that time, he served on numerous boards within the building industry, including the Board of Directors of the National Association of Home Builders. In 2005,
1995, you founded Operation Finally Home, a nonprofit organization providing custom-built mortgage-free homes to military heroes and the widows of the fallen. He was named a CNN hero in 2010, was featured in a CNN documentary about Operation Finally Home in December 2013. Dan and Carol Walworth reside in Texas. They have two sons, four grandchildren, very proud of their grandfather and their dad and their husband. And you know, this is what happens when God uses you. He just makes the dreams that you know you've had in your heart, they bubble out, and it's beyond our own imagination, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah, my story is not unlike a lot of folks. You know, in as much as that, you know, God just touched my heart to do something. And, you know, I just stepped out and said yes. I had no clue, no idea where he was going to take this thing, Bill. We're just in awe of where we're at today. You know, we started back almost 11 years ago, and today we have built over 200 homes in different, you know, completed or have in different stages, over 200 homes in over 30 states, which is a miracle, an absolute miracle that God has provided for over 200 families.
Right. And what you touched on earlier, Dan, again, I want people to understand, is you're not taking any credit on this because, I mean, yes, God used you, but, you know, we never do this by ourselves. I mean, there were other builders, you know, as you mentioned, even on the first project, you had a team of people that joined in, and this thing just kind of snowballed, and God really, you know, brought the people, brought the tools, you know, brought the capabilities and the talents and giftings of all these different people together to solve the problem and to honor, you know, our vets who have given so much in many ways. You know, though many have survived, in some cases, paid an incredible price for our freedom. And what you're able to do and why people have so associated and related to what you're doing here, Dan, is that this is the heart that America has for its vets.
Absolutely. And all we do, Bill, is just provide a place where this wonderful industry that I'm part of, the building industry, people can give back. We ask the builder to do what he does. We ask the electrician to do what he does. We ask the plumber to do what he does. And again, these people step up and say, hey, I want to help. I want to help these veterans that have given so much, for us, enable us to live in this wonderful country that we do. And, you know, God has put so many of these folks in our path along the way. Back when we first started, when we didn't know what we were doing, it was amazing that the families that God put in our pathway that we could help. Amazing that the suppliers and subcontractors and builders that he just put in our pathway that we can complete these homes. And it's just been an absolute miracle. You know, this is totally, you know, I guess if folks read the book, they can, you know, if you don't believe in God, you read the book, I guarantee you, you're going to have some definitely questions about your faith. It'll really get you to believing in, you know, there is a higher power. There is a God who loves you.
Exactly. And Dan, you talk about it in your book, in one of the chapters, you talk about getting good at the ask. You mention, you know, you're asking people, you're asking other builders, companies to get involved here. And, you know, I'm sure at first, you're going, well, how do I ask people for this? And, you know, right? I mean, you know, I mean, it's one thing, you know, you're willing to do it. You've experienced it. You feel the blessing. But is it fair for you to ask others? And the Bible says we don't have because we don't ask, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I found, Bill, is that these folks, they want to do something. They just don't know how. Mm-hmm. And we give them the opportunity to do what they do. And that's what we're all about at Operation Finally Home. We just ask people to do what God has gifted them with. You know, once we move these families into these homes, you know, if God has gifted you with the ability to mow a yard, we've had people come in and they mow yards for these families, babysit for these families, cook dinners for these families. You know, it just, the list goes on and on. Mm. And that's all we are asking people to do, is just do what you do.
Right. Well, and I like also another chapter that just follows this about going big time. You know, that's the one thing, you know, when you serve a big time God, you can go big time, can't you?
Absolutely. You know, we had, like I said previously, we never knew, had no idea where God was going to take this thing. And it's just incredible, just we're doing this thing one day at a time and just seeing the opportunities that God has laid out for us again and again and again. And he has opened up so many avenues and opened up so many doors for us to get the word out. And that's what we are trying to do at Operation Finally Home. Not only, you know, help our wounded and ill and injured veterans, but also get the word out that, you know, we serve a God that loves you and he's going to take care of you, even though you've been in this, you know, this life, for this war that we fight each and every day. You know, God's there. He's going to take care of you.
And what an encouragement to our soldiers who come back and wondering, you know, how am I going to live? What am I going to do? How do I go on? I mean, I'm disabled. I'm not operating at the same capability that I had before I went to defend this country. And now you give them a lifeline. I just got to think, Dan, this is absolutely priceless, and the effect it has on you, your family, and those that are part of the Building Hope team is just extraordinary.
Well, thank you. You know, and we got to keep in mind, Bill, that unfortunately we have 22 of these young men and women, 22 each and every day that take their lives because they feel like they have no hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what we try to get over to our families, that there is hope. There is hope in Christ. And there's people out there that really care for them, that really love them. And that's what we're trying to let these families know. You know, we have partnered with one of the things that I wanted to do and God called me to do was not just build them a home, but to tell them about Christ. And when we were young, building one home at a time, it wasn't that hard to do. But as we grew and we started going national, it was not that easy to get around and tell folks. So, you know, God laid on our heart and he put Marketplace Ministries out of Dallas in our path. And now we supply a chaplain with every home. And so each one of these families have a chaplain they can reach out to. The chaplain reaches out to them once a month with a phone call, a text, an email, and ask them, you know, for prayer needs and this sort of thing. So, you know, God's blessing and he's there.
Well, this is an extraordinary story, Dan, for our listeners that would like to get involved, you know, with this ministry, because this is a ministry. What do they do? How can they help you?
Well, absolutely. Well, what they can do is, first of all, we ask everyone to pray for our military. You know, that's one thing each and every one of us can do. You know, we might not be able to give a dollar or $2, but we can pray. And that's the number one thing we ask everyone to do is pray for our military and pray for these young men and women who's given so much. And the second thing, too, is to, you know, go on our website and find out more about Operation Finally Home and how we go about how God has blessed these families with so many homes and how we do that. And also we'd love for folks to go online, operationfinallyhome.org, and purchase one of the books. And the proceeds for the book will go to the mission of Operation Finally Home, which is to build homes for our wounded, ill, and injured veterans. And so, you know, with buying a book, you're going to accomplish a couple things.
Exactly.
One, you're going to hopefully get a story that you can relate to or that can help you.
Right.
And then also support the mission of building new homes for these wounded.
Exactly.
Families.
Well, Dan, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless you. Dan Walrath, Building Hope.
This report is brought to you by Tostitos and Pepsi. This season, Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the NFL, along with Pepsi, are offering football fans across the country the opportunity to experience the game like never before, participating in the pregame coin toss from the 50-yard line, or being on the field for the Super Bowl trophy presentation. Fans can enter the Win Unreal NFL Experiences sweepstakes by visiting Tostitos.com for the chance to win a weekly Unreal NFL experience and to get awesome NFL gear and prizes. Pat O'Toole, Senior Director of Marketing for Tostitos, knows that football fans love the game and the experiences around it, whether they're tailgating in a parking lot or at home enjoying the game with their favorite Pepsi beverages and Tostitos snacks.
We're bringing our fans experiences they typically only dream of, from tossing the ball around with Drew Brees to helping team captains with the coin toss. These experiences give our fans the opportunity of a lifetime that only Tostitos and Pepsi can offer.
For more information, visit Tostitos.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Can't stand the heat? Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Good to have you along with us, and glad you're joining us, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have that carry Bill Martinez Live, also around the world via shortwave. Dick Simmons with us right now. He was born and raised in Scotland, studied engineering at Glasgow and Cambridge universities. He spent 30 years traveling the world overseeing global industrial operations, which included serving as CEO and chairman of two New York Stock Exchange public companies. Dick Simmons, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
It's great to be here, Bill.
Hey, and throughout all this, with your background, you're a CEO and now a political writer, right?
That is correct. I'm trying to assess the crazy world we live in these days.
Well, you know, the choice is you can be an observer or if you can engage. And this is a problem, I believe, here in this country, and the world is feeling the same effects, is that we've kind of turned over the keys to this ruling elite that we trusted could handle the job. But they've proven time and again that it's just too much for them to handle, that we need to stay engaged, particularly here in this country, where this is a country that is supposed to be made up of a government of, for, and by the people.
That is correct. And I think that the reason I wrote the book is that it's hard for any one person to get their head around all the things that go on in the world, but there are a lot of some big things that are going on, and the purpose of the book is to put them down, give people a lot of information to kind of do homework for people so they can then read it, think about it, and draw their own conclusions. But I think we live at a very interesting time in the world in terms of, I think, Europe and the USA to some extent have lost their way. Mm-hmm. And they're at the end of a stage and the beginning of a new stage. And while that's been happening, we have some very willful people loose around the world, particularly Putin in Russia, And these people are doing a variety of things that we should be concerned about too. So, you know, there's a lot of issues to try to focus on and understand. And it is confusing, I think, for everyone to try to get their head around it. The purpose of the book is to try to put a lot of stuff on paper, give a lot of information, and a lot of people hopefully to see it a little more clearly.
Well, your book is a breath of fresh air. I mean, it really pivots and is consistent with our First Amendment right. You say freedom to argue, we the people versus they the government. This is the issue in this age of political correctness that wanted to clamp down free speech in a very subtle sort of way. That's what it's done. Part of the challenge that we have right now is that we've been under this oppressive idea of political correctness that when people tell you the truth, it can be a bit uncomfortable, can't it?
Yeah, I think that the, let's call them the intellectuals, which includes a lot of the university professor crowd and a lot of politicians, think tank people, they've invested very strongly in an idea for a while now that we can become one nice, global multicultural community with open borders, and that's a vision they've been pursuing, particularly in Europe. And along with that is a denial that we are basically advanced apes. Mm. And as we look around at our fellow advanced apes, we all have stereotypical reactions to what we see. And that is not racism. Mm. That is just basic humanity. And but to pretend that that doesn't exist and to forbid it and to call people racist who exhibit what is just basic human behavior is unreal. So both these ideas are very nice ideas if they were to be true, but they're not true. They're visions and they're not practical in today's world. And I think particularly the global multicultural open borders thing, which people like George Soros strongly support, and I think that's really where the Europeans have been trying to go, but they've hit their limit. They now have 29 countries in the European Union, and they can't agree today as a family, particularly with respect to refugees and immigrants. And you're going to see the European Union have to take a step back and reposition itself because of the immense...
Well, Dick, you've got the empirical evidence. The empirical evidence is hard to argue here. You know, in Europe, I mean, look what happened with Brexit, and in other countries now, they see that, look at this globalist idea, and, you know, of course, they see with what's happening here in the United States, for example, and they just can't believe that we're even considering it, and that it's even gained as much ground, but it's only because the elites here in this country have kind of, you know, forced it upon we the people. And they're fighting back, and this is what this election is all about. People are starting to wake up and realize that globalism and a country without borders doesn't make sense. It doesn't pay the dividend. The return on investment is not there. We've left our borders open. We bring immigrants in. We've got U.S. Marshals saying it, you know, traditionally creates all kinds of legal issues and domestic problems that are very costly. And it's not necessarily a win-win enterprise, even for the refugees coming here. Many of them don't want to come to America. You know, they want to stay in their own homeland. And I understand that. I mean, I look at why do we want to move people thousands of miles away from their own culture, their own people, their own traditions, instead of investing in safe zones that we can, you know, support them with, as opposed to bringing them here. And I got to believe it's much more expensive to transfer them thousands of miles away as opposed to helping them in their own homelands.
Yeah, I think to the greatest extent we can help them where they are, that's what we should do. And I think it's difficult for Americans to think about this because Americans are brought up with the idea that we're an immigrant culture.
Right.
And that we're very good at it, the melting pot. And yes. But as you go back and look at the history of American immigration, it was, to the greatest extent, until recent times, legal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
All the people that came in here basically came from Europe and had very similar values. But even then, it took a long time for the Irish and the Italians and the Jews to really be fully accepted. And when I say a long time, we're talking about like 100 years. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't fast. It wasn't easy, but it happened, and we should be proud of that.
Right.
But it's careless to think that you can bring anyone in here, and it's a good idea. We need an immigration policy, but we're a very advanced nation. We're a highly educated nation. We have problems really educating some of our own people and giving them the right jobs. So to bring in a lot more uneducated people that don't have the skill base to participate in this country is crazy.
Yeah.
And we need to have the guts to think that through. And I think that we need to have a very serious discussion in this space about how many immigrants we want and what are the criteria we should use to select them. And that is not really being discussed today, but it should be. And it would help the nation focus on getting to some of the right answers.
Well, why not enforce the immigration rules and laws that we have in place now? I mean, they've abandoned it, and yeah. Then they say the system is broken. Well, it's broken because you let go of the system that was working.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We need to stop illegal immigration, and even Europe's beginning to understand that when you have floods of refugees, millions of them, who are poor, somewhat uneducated, and in the case of Europe, many of them Muslim, and are not going to assimilate well, and the evidence is clear on that in Europe, then it's crazy. And that's the pushback that's happening
right. In
Europe very strongly right now. And I think in the U.S., the concern about Muslims is particularly terrorism right now, but in the long term, there's a genuine assimilation issue for not all Muslims, but many Muslims that come from Islamic countries and are not very well educated and have deep faith. And they're not going to, it's not realistic to expect them to give up their faith just because they come here.
Exactly. And Dick, we're going to leave it right there. We're going to pick it up on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Dick Sim is our guest. We're talking about freedom to argue, we the people versus they, the government. This is Bill Martinez live.
This report is brought to you by Fleischmann's Simply Homemade. With families busier than ever, finding time to cook homemade meals can seem daunting. Here to share some tips, Aisha Curry, author of the cookbook The Seasoned Life.
As a working wife and mother, I'm always on the go and strive to find balance. I always have the staples on hand to whip up a delicious meal on the fly. One of my go-tos is Fleischmann's Simply Homemade Cornbread. It's made with the same high-quality, real simple ingredients that you'd find in your own pantry or fridge. It contains no artificial ingredients or preservatives. I love the delicious scratch-made taste, and the best part is, no one can tell that it came from a box.
If you love homemade cornbreads and muffins, but are short on time, turn to Fleischmann's Simply Homemade premium line of baking mixes to deliver scratch-made taste each and every time. For more information, visit facebook.com/simplyhomemademix. That's facebook.com/simplyhomemademix.
When man stops believing in God, he'll believe in anything. Torchbearer follows the Duck Commander Phil Robertson as he argues the absurdity of life without God.
Human civilization's best chance of survival is to anchor itself in the God of creation. God created man and woman in his image. We are image bearers of God.
Torchbearer. This film is not yet rated. In select theaters October 7th. More information is available at torchbearermovie.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
We're back with you, America, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and our conversation with Dick Sim continues. His book, Freedom to Argue, We the People versus They the Government. We're just talking about immigration and refugees and, you know, the discussion that needs to be had about this significant issue. And, you know, Dick, what you were talking about is so key to this whole program and the whole immigration and success of immigration. And that is, it's the A word. It's assimilation. And the problems that we're having, whether it's in Europe and quite possibly even here in the United States, that's yet to be understood and studied further. And that is particularly in the case of Muslims. They do not seem to want to assimilate. They have their own agenda. When we have people who come here as immigrants, they especially if they want to be part of the United States, there is the rule of law. It is their agreement that they will defend this country when they become citizens, that they're looking out for our best interests, and they're going to assimilate. But yet we have this class of people coming in, and somehow, you know, those values are ignored, and they feel like they can come in, and as they have blatantly said, hey, look, we're not interested in following your rule of law. We want Sharia. And this is what's happened in European countries, and it creates all kinds of havoc for those nations and their understanding of their rule of law.
Yeah, that is correct, Bill. And I think what a lot of Americans get confused about is obviously the idea of freedom of religion in the United States is a basic value that we all deeply believe in. The problem is that devout Muslims that are brought up in Islamic countries do not believe in freedom of religion. Mm. They believe that Muslims come first, and other non-believers, as you would call them, are a lower caste person who should not be associated with unless necessary. And as you go back, the sin culture should be taxed. And there's even a lot of them view Jews as being, should be killed. Mm-hmm. And they believe that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not saying all Muslims believe that. There's 1.6 billion Muslims in over 50 Muslim countries, but many of them fall into this category. And that's what they believe. That's what they're encouraged to believe. So when they come here, they don't want to associate with their neighbors. They form communities. They self-police. And then they continue to, obviously, subjugate women. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they have a pretty negative attitude about gays. Your share of honor killings, you will have some level of sexual crime associated with it. And when people hear me saying that, I'm not speculating. If you go to Europe and look at experience of the last 50 years, that is the experience. And the Europeans, I think, thought that they would assimilate over time, but we're into the third generation. And if you take surveys of the third generation of what they believe, they still believe what their fathers and grandfathers believed. and they believe in Sharia law. And that's where a lot of the young terrorists are coming out of and that are creating terror sects in Europe today. So the evidence is very, very clear in Europe, and that's why in every European country there's an anti-Muslim political party that is very strong. And that's really what's happening in Europe. So when I say these things, they sound very harsh, but they're a reality in Europe. Now, having said that, there are Muslims who are educated. They are open-minded. I was this week in Italy talking to a young Muslim woman who is from Istanbul, who now lives in Dubai. And she's very unhappy about what Erdogan is doing in her country. But when you look at Turkey, which has been a good example of a secular Muslim country, her opinion was there's only about 15% of the population is really educated and open-minded in the way she is. So even there, the bulk of the people are still lesser educated, more devout, and believe in all the things we're talking about. So it's just a harsh reality that we have to deal with. And I think it's very hard for people to get there because most people don't understand Islam. And it's kind of a complicated religion to get your head around.
Well, but if you've been indoctrinated
everywhere.
But Dick, if you've been indoctrinated to believe this at an early age, I mean, the young kids, generations have been indoctrinated this way. How are they going to abandon this? I mean, they may accept, okay, hey, look at, you know, like anybody, you know, we may think that sin is enticing and enjoyable, and for a season it can be, and so they'll abandon their values all under the guise of whether it's taqiyya, that the ends justify the means, and they can lie and cheat, but when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, gritty for them to make a decision, they're going to go with Sharia. They're going to go with these principles that they've been raised on and indoctrinated. Here in the West, we have no idea. I mean, you could say, well, we've been indoctrinated on the you know, the American way of life, and maybe that is a bit of a fair comparison here. But they have been equally indoctrinated in believing that Sharia is what it's all about, the Quran is what it's all about, and I'm not telling them they should rip out pages out of their Quran any more than I want them to tell me that I should rip out pages out of my Bible. You know, the fact of the matter is that we do have, you know, freedom to exercise religion here in this country, but you don't have the right to come in and utilize and overpower your religion, which is what's happening, which, you know, is amazing. You know, this country and this administration will attack Christians and yet ignore what's happening in Muslim communities. I mean, it's such a hypocrisy that it's unbelievable that we're actually living, you know, living under this kind of this kind of situation here in this country.
Yeah, well, I think that the what a lot of people don't understand is that if you're a Muslim, you can't just pick up your tent and become a Christian. That's apostasy. Mm-hmm. In many Muslim countries, it's punishable by death.
Right.
And so you sort of are a life member from the day you're born. It's hard to leave. The other thing a lot of people don't understand is that countries like Saudi Arabia spend about $2 to $3 billion a year building mosques and Muslim centers around the world. Mm. And most of these mosques and Muslim centers are staffed by imams that are sent from the Middle East. So, you know, like in Turkey, in Germany, most of the mosques are staffed by Turkish imams. Mm. And they, of course, maintain the conservative point of view and keep the flock under control. Right now, Germany, because of that, Germany is starting to start its own education programs to try to educate its own imams that are hopefully more liberal. But the control that is exerted out of the Middle East into the West through the mosques with supplying conservative imams who watch over the flock and make sure that they don't stray is a pretty serious sort of network that where most people are unaware of.
Well, and every time our government or anybody in the government tries to question it, then we're xenophobic, you know, we're fearful of one thing or another and accused of, you know, racial bias and on and on. And all that is again, in the face of your book, Freedom to Argue. It's an invalidation. Let's invalidate your point of view, which is totally contrary to what our founding fathers had in mind for us, what our Constitution would state. But, you know, if we're going to let go of those values, Dixon, then, you know, the America that we grew up with is not going to be the America that we turn over to our kids or our grandkids.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, one of the reasons America is successful, there's a lot of reasons, but is our system of government, a lot of our institutions, our free market capital system, the availability of capital, the fact that we've got a very strong technology base, the fact that we've got entrepreneurs who want to give it a go, and people with money that are pretty willing to put it at risk. But also it's important that we're a coherent community, that we work together as a team. And that is actually quite important. And we sort of take it for granted, but we really shouldn't. And so the idea of that we can just throw a whole bunch of people from all around the world together, that's just going to be productive, is naive. And, right. You know, when you pose these ideas, you do risk being called names. But the reality of this is pretty clear. And I think many people see this. It's actually a pretty much a common sense thing for most people.
Mm.
But again, as we talked about earlier, there's been a very intellectual assault on thinking in what I would say a common sense way about these things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now we're starting to see that ventilated. That's one thing Donald Trump has done is,
right.
You know, break down the walls of political correctness and get some things in play. Now, of course, he's getting demonized for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Look
who's demonizing him. Have been the people that have been comfortably in office and have been in control. They sense they're losing control, and you've got a voter revolt that is going on that gave entrance to Brexit. And, you know, the IMF, Christine Lagarde is freaking out all the ruling class because they see what's on the horizon. And that is that, you know, voters are revolting. They're not going to take this anymore.
Yeah. But I think one of the things that Christine Lagarde talks about is there's a feeling that when they talk about this populism thing that we have, that none of us want to, we're all going to shut doors, big, big walls around our countries, and we're not going to trade anymore. And I don't think that's true. You can have a coherent society and run it in a certain way. You can have a democracy which is under your control as opposed to other people's control. And you can still and will still selectively trade with people around the world. It's not a... So the concern that people have are we're going to cause a global recession because we're all just going to pull up
It's not gonna, exactly. Because people are going to do that which they're rewarded for doing. And if it benefits them, then they will do this. It's just the idea that some of these things have been socially engineered. There's no return on investment, and the people are getting frustrated. Dick Sim has been our guest. His book, Freedom to Argue, We the People versus They, the Government. Dick, the book available at all the usual places, I gather?
Yeah, it's available at Amazon. If you go to my own website, Freedom to Argue, you can get it through there. And obviously I have a blog there where I write off about a lot of things that we'll be talking about.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone, and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden?